Let's look at actions involving the ROC. Here we can see that the Republic of China was founded in 1912. However, at that time, Taiwan was still a part of Japan. Hence, the ROC's legal status in Taiwan can only be labeled as none. First, the ROC officials announced October 25, 1945, as Taiwan Retrocession Day, saying that Taiwan had been returned to Chinese sovereignty as of this date. Second, an order was issued by the Republic of China authorities on January 12, 1946, authorizing the mass naturalization of Taiwanese people as Republic of China citizens. Third, the Republic of China Constitution was put into force in Taiwan, effective December 25, 1947. Importantly, however, in occupied territory, the announcement of the annexation of the territory, the mass naturalization of local residents, and the introduction of an entirely new legal code are all war crimes. In U.S. history, there have been many examples of this type of situation. We can look back to the continuing military occupation of Cuba after the coming into force of the Treaty of Paris on April 11, 1899, as an important point of reference. It is also important to remember that the specifications of the SFPT have a higher legal weight than the content of the three joint USA-PRC communiques. Under U.S. law, the SFPT has the same legal weight as the Constitution.